Cast. Presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
Holy crap, I got a new opening for Christmas. Thank you, NFL2K.com, for that wonderful intro. I feel like I'm a major league podcast now. It's Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas to everybody. And go check out NFL2K.com, where I am the podcast on there. One of the many podcasts on there. There's a few of us. But I am now on NFL2K.com. I am also on YouTube. You can find that on NFL2K's YouTube page. I'm also on Apple, Google, all the places you can get podcasts at. Thank you, everybody, for the support. I'm over 230 listens combined through the 5 episodes. I know that seems like a lot, but it means a lot to me since I'm just a guy on a phone recording podcasts. So it's a big deal for me. Thank you for everybody for the support. Thanks for the views I've been getting on Twitter, on the podcast apps, and on Facebook and everything. It means a lot to me. Thank you for the follows. Thank you for the likes. It means a lot to me. Merry Christmas to all y'all. I hope you had a great holiday season. No matter what holiday you celebrated, or even if you didn't celebrate one, just happy holidays to everybody. So today, I am talking about what I would do during an expansion. Like, where would I put teams? What stadiums would I put them in? I had one main criteria, and I liked what XFL did when they picked these stadiums. I picked MLS stadiums because I feel like if they want to get in that 20,000 people range, I feel like MLS stadiums is the place to go because most of them can hold in the, you know, later teens, like 17,000, 18,000 on up to, you know, 22,000, 23,000. So that's the main thing I was looking for, believe it or not, was MLS stadiums. I wanted to pick out MLS stadiums that I would think would be a good spot for the XFL. I'm going to put two teams in the West, two teams in the East. That would give us 12 teams. You'd play your division twice, so that's 12 games. I know, 10 games, and then play the other division once. So that'd be a 16-game season is what I'm what it would be. So it'd be kind of like an NFL season, but you can still do 4-4. That's what I would do still. So the first place I picked is, drumroll please. Okay, there ain't one. Providence. No, I'm sorry, not Providence. Portland at Providence Park. Providence Park is in Portland, Oregon. It is a old stadium, believe it or not. It's been around since the late 1800s. It was a complete stadium, though, in 1926. It is home of the Portland Timberlands. The most important note here, though, is that Portland State Vikings, of a college football team, uses the stadium during football season. So it can be transformed into a football stadium. So that's a big deal to me, and that's what kind of sold me on it. And plus, football out in the you know, Western United States, especially up that way, like Seattle and stuff, is getting kind of bigger. And plus, Seattle and Portland could be a feud, could be a rivalry in the XFL, the new XFL. I think it's a good stadium. It holds. Let me see here. Sorry, I've been doing some research on this for the last week or so. Christmas kind of threw me off and everything. It will hold 25,000 capacity. They held the MLS All-Star Game there. And the stadium capacity will be expanded to 4,000 new seats within the next years. So, I mean, it could hold. That's 25,000 is going to be when it's done. It's held minor league All-Star Games, MLS All-Star Games. It's been used for baseball, football, and soccer, so that's a big deal. I think it'd be a good stadium. I think it'd be a good stadium for the XFL. Again, I want to look at smaller stadiums, but we know they can turn it into football. Like I said, they've held many of the Portland State games there, so we know it can be done. And I think it's a good idea. I think Oregon, the only team Oregon has is the Ducks. and that's not really, you know, it's college, Oregon and Oregon State, but Oregon gets more love, so that's like the main team up there. They don't have any pro teams other than basketball with the Trailblazers. So I think it'd be a good thing to have an XFL team there. Again, at some point, they're going to have to expand into markets that don't have a team. That's going to be the only way that they can really expand, that they don't already have an NFL team. Like they kind of did St. Louis, you know, in San Diego. I want to put San Diego on there. I do. But as long as the AAF's there, the XFL's not going to go in there. So I think that for now, they need to go into these smaller stadiums and in some cities that don't have football when they expand. Granted, like I said on Twitter, I have two cities that do have a NFL team and two that don't. So the next one in the West will be a team that has a pro team. And it is, the city is home to one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL, if not the loudest. I know Seattle's already got a team, that's what you're thinking. It's Kansas City. You know, the Chiefs is big there. They love their Chiefs there. Obviously, especially this year, they have a great team with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, thank you for winning me the fantasy championship. I'll thank my girlfriend as well for getting me a signed Patrick Mahomes jersey for Christmas. Probably one of the best gifts I ever had. They have an MLS team in Kansas City. This is actually in Kansas City, Kansas, though. It's not Kansas City, Missouri, but it's close enough where I think Chiefs fans would travel. The soccer team, MLS team, played Arrowhead Stadium again with, and then now they're here. They hosted another stadium that hosted the MLS All-Star Game. They also hosted the men's United States soccer team in the MLS Cup. So, three of the biggest things in United States soccer, they held in the same year. So, you know, it's a good stadium. Again, it's Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, Kansas, right on the border of Kansas City, Missouri. Of course, it can hold up to 25,000 people for concerts and stuff. So you're looking at about 21,000 probably for football. Yeah, it's never had a football game there. But Globe Life Park can do it. I think Children's Mercy Park can. Again, football is big in Kansas City, obviously. The record for attendance there was 21,175 for the MLS All-Star Game in 2013. So, again, 21,000 is that range. I think if XFL could stay in that $20,000 range, or 20,000 people attending, I think it'd be successful. The reason why I picked MLS Soccer Stadium for this, though, is because it's going to look better on TV. That's why I mentioned in the venues podcast that I feel like if, you know, Audi Field, which to me was number one, and even Globe Life Park, even though it's a baseball stadium, and StubHub Center, that's going to look better on TV because they all hold about 25,000 or less. Where MetLife and Century League Field is going to look weird only having about 20,000 people in an 80,000-seat stadium. So that's why I kind of wanted to go after soccer stadiums, because I feel like it would look better on TV, you know, and it's a whole lot better going where at a sold out, you know, stadium than, hey, we got 20,000 people here in New York at MetLife. I mean, that's not even a third of the way full at MetLife. So I feel like if they can just stick to soccer stadiums later on in expansion, or even smaller college football stadiums, it would look better on TV and make it feel like a bigger thing when it's jam packed and the stadium's rocking. So my two West teams that would join Seattle, LA, Houston, and Dallas would be Kansas City and Portland. I can see Kansas City just feuding, you know, being with everybody against everybody in the West there. But yeah, Portland and Seattle would be a good little neighbor rivalry. I think that's the two cities they should expand to. But like I said, because they have smaller stadiums and football hungry. Kansas City's football hungry because they love the Chiefs. Portland's football hungry because Oregon really don't have a team. So let's go to the east side. And, you know, already in the east you have St. Louis, Tampa Bay, D.C., and New York. So you already got some building rivalries there, which I will be talking about come in two episodes when I'm talking about the 2020 week one, what I would do to schedule it. Like, what would be the schedule I put out for week one. So the non-football city in the East, that what I would do. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter going, hey, we want an XFL team here. You know, and even when I mentioned this, even when I mentioned this podcast, they're like, hey, we want an XFL team here. And I agreed. And it is Columbus, Ohio. They have a big football culture there. I think it's Ohio State. Ohio State, to me, if you didn't notice, Ohio State's more popular in Ohio than the Browns and Bengals. Some people would argue that they hadn't had a pro team in Cincinnati since, you know, the 90s when the Bengals was good. So, I think Columbus, Ohio would be perfect. You got those college kids coming. That's what I talk about in my venue episode as well. You got these kids from Houston, the college, coming over there. Do like a student night. Get them rowdy. Get them drunk. If they're of age. And get them in the stadium. Get them rowdy. Get them ready to go. And say, hey, you know, dollar student night or something. We have student ID. Get them in there. Get them rocking. I think the same thing could happen here in Columbus. It's at Mapfre Stadium. It's spelled Mapfre, which is weird. It was the first soccer-specific stadium built by a Major League Soccer team. But I don't think that means anything. Because so was StubHub Center, and now it's hosting the Chargers. So was Audi, and now it's hosting the XFL. This stadium is right in Columbus, downtown. It can hold capacity for concerts 25 to 30,000. So, for football, probably around that 20,000 to 21,000 range, which is what I'm looking for. Like I said, when I was looking at how I would do it, this expansion, I look for soccer stadiums that can fill up, hit that mark that Oliver Luck was talking about on many podcasts, talking about, hey, we want to hit 20,000. 20,000 is our what we want our average to be. He said some will be more, obviously, but 20,000 is the spot. If they can just stick to stadiums that they know they can fill 20,000 with, then I think they can go, okay, we'll sold out. We hit our mark here. Next city, how many we have? Let's see here. They've only held soccer and rugby there, but that don't mean anything. Actually, I take that back. The venue is also a regular spot for Ohio State School Athletic Association state championship tournaments in both football and American football and soccer. And in the local Columbus area, it is a site for the annual Westerville Football Classic. So, it can be changing the football. It's a nice stadium. It's in a nice football-hungry town. If you can get kids there, like I said, if you can get the people from Ohio State to come, and just people in general that just love football, which Ohio, it's a pretty good football state. Ohio State, Cincinnati, Cleveland. Cincinnati is actually on my list, maybe for expansion team, but I think Columbus, there's always been rumblings that people from Columbus want a pro team there, especially on XFL. There's even pages called XFL Columbus, so bring XFL to Columbus. I think it's a perfect match. It would probably be, it should be the first city. It should be the first city that gets an expansion team. I will rank these like what I think is most likely here in a minute. But this stadium is nice. The area is nice. If you can get Ohio State fans there, then I think it'd be rowdy. It'd be a good spot. And like I said, it hits that 19,000 to 20,000 range they're kind of looking for. If I was XFL, I would put Columbus on the list. It's a great, you know, great football town. And I think college towns should be the next thing they go after when they expand, if they ever expand, which if they make money, they will. Because they want the XFL to be pretty big, give more people chances. I mean, think about how many, Ohio State quarterbacks go on and not really do anything in the NFL. Now, imagine if one of those quarterbacks come home to Columbus and do good for XFL team. They can fill up that stadium if they have Ohio State quarterback in that. Quarterbacks, you know, football is a quarterback game. They can get one of them former Ohio State quarterbacks that kind of lost their luster and didn't make it in the NFL to come play there. They would fill it up, no problem. So the last team in my four-team expansion, it's a team that had an XFL team before, and I'm amazed they didn't put one there again because they go into all these big cities. They had like 8 huge cities named. And everybody's like, wow, I'm amazed this place didn't get one. They would in the expansion. I guarantee you they would. I would bet money that they would. And that's Chicago. They have a new stadium name. It's SeatGeek Stadium. It used to be the Toyota Stadium, but now it's SeatGeek, Toyota Park at SeatGeek Stadium. It is right outside of Chicago, about 12 miles southwest of downtown Chicago. It's in Bridgeview, Illinois. The stadium, like I said, is SeatGeek Stadium, Toyota Park at SeatGeek Stadium. It capacity for soccer is 20,000, for concerts is 28. So I think for football, you'd probably look about 21,000. Which, again, is right in that range I was looking for. It has held, you know, major U.S. soccer games. And that's really about it in rugby. And it holds college soccer matches. They've had concerts there like Dave Matthews, Kelly Clarkson, Korn, Jimmy Buffett. So they never had football there. But like I said before, they can get football in the StubHub Center. They can get football at Audi Field. I think they can get football here. It's Chicago. Vince loves Chicago, LA, and New York. It's one of the only ones of the big three that didn't get one. So you can bet your ass if they expand that Vince is going to go to Chicago. There's no doubt about it. Chicago is just a place for him that he loves. That's why Chicago, LA, New York, always just the big wrestling events. And he went there before. Soldier Field, it's old stadium, you know, it's huge. It kind of suffered what I said that MetLife's going to suffer from. It was just too big for the XFL then. It set too many people. But Chicago loves their football, the Bears. So if you get 20,000 people in that stadium, it's going to be rocking and ready to go for some XFL. Now, the rank, you know, the possible expansion, the rank war I think would happen, like most likely it would be Chicago 1, Kansas City 2. Chicago, Kansas City, Columbus, and Portland. Portland, you know, is a small, not a small city, don't get me wrong, but it's a smaller probably for sure more than Kansas City and Chicago. Columbus and Portland's a flip, you know, it's a coin flip. But Ohio, I think Ohio State fans would support Ohio XFL team if it was in Columbus. Portland, though, would be kind of iffy since they never had a pro football team there. I think people would come out, though, just for curiosity factor, but it's the smallest, not the smallest market of the four, but the least football hungry of the four. So, again, I'd put the two NFL cities at the top, but that don't mean that they should be left out, the other two. You know, St. Louis, technically in a football city anymore, but, you know, it's been too long since they lost their team. So, they're going to expand. They need to go to two cities that the AAF ain't at and that they, you know, didn't hit up last time. And I think Columbus and I think Portland would be the two ways to go. So, thank you. Merry Christmas. I know this is kind of a shorter episode. It was different. Something I want to try, something different, something hypothetical. Side of something I have, you know, history on, like the XFL 2001, like St. Louis, like the rules and everything. It was a horrible episode. I'm sorry. It's been a long, long day with my in-laws. So let me tell you what the next two episodes are going to be about. The next episode is going to be about Tim Tebow. Since he's a rumored quarterback to join the XFL, I don't know if he is or not. But I will get into why I think he would be a perfect fit for the XFL and why Vince would kind of gravitate towards him and get him to do the XFL. And then the next episode, I'm going to be going over what I think XFL 2020 is going to look like, as in week one. What games would I schedule week one, hypothetically? So it's another one of those hypothetical episodes, kind of like this one was with the expansion. Hopefully soon, beginning of January, coaches will get hired. And I'll be talking about that. Then be talking about team names. Talking about team names, then maybe episode ranking them and ranking the uniforms and everything. So there's going to be some good content coming out. XFL ain't really giving me a lot to work with right now. So I'm kind of doing videos like this. I'm sorry, podcasts like this. and the St. Louis ones. Again, thank you for the support. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I love each and every one of y'all. And have a good night. And we're getting one day closer to 2020. Thank you. Have a good night.